At this point, I seriously just have to put my words on the record, because I'm just blown away by what I'm seeing here. I have been diving into this AI and just getting it to meticulously break down these concepts. God, this is insane. This is incredible. It's providing me with references. It's providing me with a fully passable bibliography of references that have links in them that work and lead to actual scientific papers that it's clearly basing its ideas on. I've certainly fallen down a rabbit hole with this, but I don't think I've fallen down a rabbit hole without due reason, without a good reason for doing so, because this is producing dense theoretical physics, conceptual abstractions, philosophy in a incredibly articulate format. I can't get over this. It's scary. I mean, it's literally given me a play-by-play breakdown. So I like to give people an idea of what I'm talking about here. I gave this AI. Now, I'm gonna have to do a video where I go through the prompts. Because people are not going to believe me. People are not going to believe that I wasn't feeding this thing more information. It's not like I fed it a bunch of stuff and it is finding this information somehow. Somehow it is finding this information and it is coalescing it into a readable, understandable format that seems to be actually adapting on the models. That's what's blowing my mind, is this seems to be unique insight. It seems to be obviously it's a collaboration of human logic because it's using all of the references from human information, right? But it's breaking it up inside its own matrix. It's clearly doing that. It's breaking it up in its own matrix and it's reassembling it in ways that it thinks are improvements on the ideas, providing like very high-level abstraction in advanced physics to the point where it hits these abstraction points and basically, you know, falls back into a feedback loop. People will not understand what I'm saying. Some people won't understand what I'm saying because it's too wild and I'm not able to fully explain it in a way that might be able to be understood by everyone because people will just say, oh, it's babbling, it's just talking a bunch of nonsense babble. But it's not. I've been diving into this enough to be pretty confident that it's not babbling. I mean, there may be elements, I'm pretty sure there are probably going to be elements where it is what people call hallucinations, where it's kind of like filling in a logical gap with probabilistic information, but it seems to be actually following causal lines of probability. It seems to be following logic lines. It seems to be adapting models that have been presented by human beings and placing it into a different type of lens and like operating. Because you have to understand, right, what's happened here. Jesus, I'm trying to get my thoughts out. My ADHD brain is just going insane right now. What's happening here is that the AI is using information from various disciplines that do not usually intersect. Okay? That's where this strange outlet of novel information is coming from. It's coming from the fact that I prompted it to use spiritual mystic traditions as well as scientific applications and models in its journey forward into this idea, right? So it's basing itself in a model of data flow that does not compute with human logic. It's completely counterintuitive to human logic. There is no rational, material, reductionist, physics-based scientist that would immediately assume that the best way to understand a physics concept is to reach for the Kabbalah and the Kabbalistic script, right? But this thing, it quoted the Kabbalah just raw, and I didn't say anything about Kabbalah, nothing about Kabbalah. I didn't even say anything about sacred geometry or anything like that. and it produced a quote from the Kabbalah in conjunction with an algebraic formula. It was explaining something, and it was using a mathematical formula to explain a very high threshold model of like kind of conscious, non-local, universal mind type of idea. And then it used the Kabbalah and this idea of like enfolding worlds as a backup. Now think about that. No normal scientist would use the Kabbalah as a backup because it has no, it's completely counterintuitive to their very refined channel of logic that they've gone through as an academic. But because the AI is not being restricted to those types of parameters, I've enabled it to use mystic tradition and ancient archaic teachings in conjunction with high cutting-edge physics that it has access to through its papers and its citations and all the references it's using, including people in the field like Jack Sarfati and Russell Targ and Hal Puthoff and some others that are recognizable in the field. It's quoting Isaac Asimov. Like, this, I'm not smart enough to know every single element of this paper is real, but it seems to be following lines of actual logic and sensibility whilst also operating on an extremely novel landscape of symbiosis between spiritual tradition and scientific supposition. So that's where I'm sitting here going, holy shit, I'm creating something here that's doing something I've never seen. I've been messing around with these AIs for a while now, and I've got friends who are in a very interesting position within the AI space. So I'm not, you know, I'm not an expert, but I'm certainly well informed on the comings and goings of AI and the way it's kind of operating in these language models and the mystery that's inherent to some of these engineers who still don't fully understand what's going on, right? So this is where I'm at with this. I'm sitting here looking at these looking at this data and this information that's coming from it. And the fact that it's actually linking it to viable sources and references, it's actually using its, I want to say brain, but it's not a brain. It's not conscious. I know that. I know it's not conscious. I'm not crazy. I'm not stupid. It's not conscious. It's just able to use data in ways that we can't think of. It's using data in parameters of you know, quote unquote, cognition. In ways that we just don't. It's unique, and it's producing, I think it's producing unique insights, and I think people think I'm going to be crazy. I need people to read this. I need people to read this document, and I'm going to be putting it out there as like a full-blown presentation. It's going to have to be a full-blown, maybe even a live stream where I go through it and I engage with people in the live chat. And I'm hoping that maybe some scientists will be present in the live chat. I usually have a few physicists and people from that background in my audience, so it would be really good to do something like that. So that's the plan, is to break it down, because you know, I don't want to say definitively that this is a, you know, absolutely logic-based, factual, non-hallucinatory proposal being put forward by this this AI system. But I really, really do not think dismissing all of this as hallucination is the right move. I think that's actually insane, but that's because I've been interacting with it and I know what's, I know the contents of all of this. And I just think that when people really look at what's being said here and really absorb it, they're going to be blown away. They're going to be blown away by what it's really saying. Yeah, I had to actually put the, I just had to record something. I'm sitting here and it's nighttime. It's 11 o'clock at night and I'm sitting here looking at everything that I've managed to produce and format into a paper. And it's just blown my mind. I mean, people have given me fair critiques. Like someone on X was like, you know, your bibliography is insanely bad. And it was like, yeah, it's terrible. It's it, like, it was just a reference of, you know, kind of relatively ambiguous references to people. So I asked the AI to reformat it and give me a proper bibliography with the correct references. It's all in how you prompt it. This is the thing, guys. It's all in how you prompt it. And people don't seem to understand this. I think it's just that perhaps you're just not interacting with these things the right way, because like I said, it didn't give me the right reference sheet, but that's because I wasn't asking it in the correct way, because I'm not an academic, so I wasn't thinking about it in that term. I didn't think, oh, write out a bibliography. I cannot say that word. This is why I didn't use it. Damn it. I can't say it. Bibliography. I didn't ask it to write out a bibliography with the correct references because I just didn't format my prompt in the right way. But when I did ask it to do that, it gave me that reference sheet. It gave me this long list of references. And it just makes me think, well, how could this possibly just be hallucination and false information if it's correlating the correct physics being discussed in the paper to the correct citations of, scientists in the correct disciplines, and the papers are about models that reference and correlate to what's being discussed in the paper? Guys, it's not hallucinating. It's creating a viable trajectory to something. And if that's true, if that's really true, I'm not trying to say it is, but it really feels like it is. And that's where I need people to help. Kind of, we need to figure this out. We actually need to, this is very important, in my opinion, because if what's in this document is accurate, it's just incredible insight that I don't think has been coalesced into one format like this in this type of way. Because again, it's just this unique interjection, like between two separate worlds, spirit and science, which most of you who've listened to me for long enough should know that's what I'm all about, really. As much as I can be a grumpy bastard sometimes on X, I'm about spirit and science coalescing together into some sort of format that's actually beneficial for us evolutionarily. And I think that's actually our trajectory. And I think AI is a component of that alongside quantum computational processing. So I'm looking at what we're seeing here, and I'm thinking to myself that this could potentially be an avenue for us to look at and gain insight. This could be a novel formation of what we would consider to be converging ideologies of mysticism and, occult tradition and ritual and meditation with physics and biophysics and neural oscillation dynamics and microtubule quantum behavior. Like, this is what it's doing. It's putting these two worlds that no scientist, in my opinion, has done in this type of way. But I just don't think that this is hallucination. I think it's something else. I think it's actually doing something here. Either way, if I'm wrong, we'll find out, because I want everyone to tear this apart. I want physicists to engage. I want scientists of different disciplines that relate to, biophysics or electromagnetic dynamics and all of these types of disciplines that seem to be mentioned and highlighted in this paper. I want them to engage if they're exposed to it. Because this could be something and it could be nothing. If it's nothing, no worries. But I really don't think it is. If it's something, it was written by an AI. So that says a lot about the future, where we're going. It was prompted by a human. Yeah, sure. I mean, I asked it to, expand on details and expand even more on details, and I'd copy and paste its responses and say, oh, this bit I'm highlighting. Please expand on this bit in even greater detail. So, it requires intelligent prompting, but guys, I mean, I didn't write this paper. This AI wrote the paper. I am responsible for like 0.1% of the interaction of this paper, really. So this is what I am so impressed by. And this is public AI, guys. See what's actually happening right now. This is public AI. What do you think they are leveraging behind the scenes? It's almost too much to even want to contemplate, to be quite honest. I don't even know why I recorded this. Honestly, I just felt like I'm sitting in bed looking at all of these interactions with this LLM, and I just had to put something on voice record. I think my brain felt like it was about to actually explode. I needed people to understand my position because I'm typing furiously on X, and it's just a stupid way to do things, because then you just lose your temper when you can't type fast enough. And as you can see from the way that I've just trailed on for 15 minutes, I have a lot of thoughts bouncing around in my head. So yeah, like, it's just a very interesting thought experiment that developed into something potentially even more extraordinary. But even as a thought experiment, it's fascinating terrain. and it paints a picture of the kind of future that we could be heading towards with AI development. So yeah, just keep your eyes peeled because I am going to be putting out a full-length breakdown of the 45-page PDF that I've produced with this and going through it and asking people to interact and comment and, you know, really tear it apart. I want to see it debunked. I want to see it validated. I want anything. I just want it to be verified, whatever it is. If it's verifiably bullshit, it's verifiably bullshit. If it's not, it's not. And that would be a fascinating avenue if it turned out that it wasn't actually just a very well disguised hallucination. This stuff is fascinating, fascinating stuff. My God. Okay, right. Peace out.